Dr. Pinsky with a male IME on Michael Slaughter, S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. Michael Slaughter is a 58-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9-2-22, period. He smelled fumes and then passed out at a Walmart warehouse in their restroom. But as a result, he believes he broke his jaw in two places and submitted to implantation of a plate under his left eye. But he also had a split ear to ear on his scalp. Perry also injured his left eye, his whole head, and his jaw. Perry was seen at Christiana Emergency Room the same day. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be orbital fracture and jaw broken in two places. Perry underwent surgery on his orbit shortly thereafter. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment on 12-16-22. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Slaughter asserted he fell and struck his head, causing head trauma, comma status post 5-hour surgery, comma neck and spine surgery. Period. Medical records show he was seen at Christiana Care on 9-2-22, period. He indicated he reportedly was staring off into space at work and then subsequently fell, sustaining a head injury, and then reported seizure-like activity, period. Upon exam, he was noted to have a laceration to the left eyebrow and lip, but no other external signs of trauma. Paired his Glasgow coma scale was 10/5 upon presentation, but he was becoming more alert in the trauma bay. Paired he offered no complaints at that time. Paired he underwent an evaluation and a chest x-ray that showed no pneumothorax, comma, hemothorax, comma, obvious fractures, comma, and the trachea was midline. Period. He also had what I believe to be an abdominal or chest CT showing no intraperitoneal fluid, comma, pericardial effusion, comma, pneumothorax, comma, hemothorax, comma, normal lung sliding on the right chest and left chest. Period. He did undergo CAT scans that showed small IVH and SAH and left zygomatic arch fractures. Apparently they're going to repeat the CAT scan in 4 to 6 hours and start him on Keppra for seizure prophylaxis. Paired laboratory studies were ordered and he was going to be admitted with neurology and neurosurgery consults. Period. New paragraph insert the results of the diagnostic studies as marked. Period. Consultation was performed on 9-3-22 by Dr. Rastogi, R-A-S-T-O-G-I. Period. He reviewed the CAT scan of the head and facial bones to be inserted as marked from his report. Period. He recommended an EEG on a 24-hour basis, comma, MRI of the brain without gadolinium tomorrow after the EEG, comma, and continuation of Keppra 500 milligrams twice per day. Period. It was concerning his level of arousal is still depressed and fluctuating this far out from his seizure without any sedating medications. Period. This was concerning for frequent non-convulsive seizures. Period. He also had a consultation by what may be an ophthalmologist who diagnosed left orbital fractures to rule out a globe injury. period. This was done by Dr. Tabassum, T-A-B-A-S-S-U-M, period. There was no evidence of globe rupture or significant ocular injury on exam, with the exception of small left subconjunctival hemorrhage and left upper lip laceration. Pretty also had facial slash orbital fracture and eyelid laceration, whose management was being done for another service. Pretty was suggested he follow up with Wilmington Eye Clinic in 1 to 2 weeks for reevaluation. Period. History was remarkable for marijuana use. Period. The results of his head and facial CTs were noted on this progress note and will be inserted, if not already included. Period. Mr. Slaughter also underwent a consultation that same day. And this oral surgeon named Dr. Abedini, A-B-E-D-I-N-I, recommended CAT scan of the facial bones. Period, new paragraph and an EEG was done and revealed focal slowing, which may be evidence of a focal cerebral disturbance as seen in focal structural lesions, ischemia, or post-ictal slowing. Period. The focal slowing is greater on the left than the right, temporal, frequent. Period. He underwent surgery on 9-7-22 by Dr. Abedini and Dr. Becker, to be inserted here. Period. He did undergo a CAT scan of the maxillofacial area on 9-7-22 to insert here. Period. He had a carotid duplex study on 9-8-22 that showed 50-79% right internal carotid artery stenosis based upon velocity criteria. Period. However, the slightly increased peak systolic velocity in the distal segment of the ICA may be due to tortuosity of the vessel, as no significant plaque was visible on grayscale imaging. There was less than 50% stenosis in the left internal carotid artery by velocity criteria. Period. Anti-grade flow is noted in the bilateral proximal vertebral arteries. Period. He also underwent echocardiogram on 9-8-22 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he saw Dr. Becker and follow-up on 9-15-22, 8 days out from his zygomatic and orbital fracture surgeries. Period. He was healing appropriately and was going to follow up with ophthalmology regarding his blurry vision. Period. On 10-3-22, he had neurology follow-up to insert on page 3 of 5 as marked. Period. He also noted the results of a brain MRI to be inserted. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Slaughter was also seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner to address need for treatment about his neck. Period. He stated he can only tell the doctor what other people had told him. Period. He was standing up in the machine at ground level and started to stare blank, but he fell to the ground and hit his head on the floor. Period. He remembers none of this. but he has no memory of being in the hospital. But the last thing he remembered was waking up on 9/11/22, lying in bed with his wife. But his wife stated he only remembered two of his three children after coming home from the emergency department. Period. He had undergone surgery on 9/7/22 and was discharged on 9/9/22. Period. He expressed not having any pain in his neck. Period. He denied numbness, tingling, burning, or weakness in his arms. Period. He stated he never had neck pain from this injury but was having frequent headaches. Period. The patient and his wife were confused on why they were seeing an orthopedic spinal surgeon for his neck. He had not had physical therapy or chiropractic treatment or previous injuries to his neck and spine. Period. Dr. Kirshner found Sperling's test to be negative. Period. Compression / distraction of the cervical spine revealed no pain. Period. His overall assessment was simply that of headaches. Period. He expressed, although the mechanism of injury would be consistent with neck and cervical spine injury, from the date of injury through today, he had no complaints of neck and upper extremity pain. But accordingly, Dr. Kirshner deemed he did not sustain a cervical spine injury on 9/2/22. Period. New paragraph on 11/9/22, he was seen by Dr. Shah, SHEH, for evaluation of memory and vision problems, period. He had been receiving neurological care in September and October 22 from Dr. Rastogi, period. Dr. Shah diagnosed traumatic hemorrhage of the cerebrum without loss of consciousness and post-concussional syndrome, period. He thought there was a traumatic brain injury secondary to the fall, but he was currently on seizure medications. Period. He reviewed the post-injury CAT scan, which did show intraventricular and subfalcine, F-A-L-C-I-N-E, hematoma. But this is consistent with a traumatic brain injury. Period. It's also consistent with his ongoing persistent post-concussive syndrome. Period. Insert the rest of what is marked on the next page of that progress note from Dr. Shah, period, and follow up on 1/12/23. Mr. Slaughter was feeling better than at the last visit. Period. His pain was 1/10. Period. He does not have headaches, nausea, vomiting, loss of memory, or difficulty concentrating. Period. He does not continue to have difficulty walking. But he went back to work for 4 days without knowing he had to be cleared. But he would like to be cleared to work with no restrictions. Period. At that point, Dr. Shah deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Personal review. The MRI of the brain was negative. Period. He was cleared to return to work without restrictions. Period. On 11/21/22, he did undergo an MRI of the brain to be inserted. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he was very talkative and expressed his thoughts on pride and hard work. Period. Head, eyes, ears. There was a healed curvilinear scar running transversely about the forehead anteriorly. Period. It measured approximately 9 inches in length. Period. He had healed scarring above and below the eye and lateral to the left eye also. Period. He had no wrinkling on the left forehead when raising his eyebrow. Period. He was sensitive to touch on the left side of his head. Period. He had a number 9 chipped tooth and a broken number 1 tooth. Period. The rest of that is normal, neurologic, normal. He states he returned to work for 2 weeks and then was laid off. period. And we'll use the long neurologic evaluation impressions. On 9/2/22, Michael Slaughter was at work and stared off into space. Period immediately thereafter, he fell and sustained multiple injuries. Pretty was seen at the emergency room and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Pretty also was admitted to the hospital for further medical attention. Period. He remained there through 9/9/22. Pretty did undergo surgery on 9/7/22 to be inserted. Pretty also was evaluated by various specialists. Period. In paragraph after discharge, he followed up with neurology. Pretty also saw Dr. Kirshner, who deemed he did not have a cervical spine injury. Pretty saw Dr. Shaw neurologically, and as of 1/12/23, was released back to work full duty. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be healed scarring along the forehead and the left side of his face. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. He had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities without any weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. And actually, insert normal cervical spine and normal upper extremities. In paragraph relative to his mandible fracture and orbital fracture, I would offer 7.5%. Permanent partial total disability. Period. There's an additional 1%. For cosmetic residuals of facial scarring, period, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine, period. He has returned to a high functional status, but by way of working, but then was laid off on a permanent basis. Period. End.